You know, hey Barbara, this Shirley, that man is my man. You ever heard that song?
No, don't know.
Oh my God, you
I'm a millennial.
Heard... It don't matter. You need to Google that. It's like the lady know the man is cheating. She's like, hey Barbara, this Shirley. You know that man you over there with? That's my man. From his head to his toes to his shoes to his car he drive. He's my man.
Let me add you to the real close friends. Tuned in, we dishing hot topics, got trends. Meme game strong, funny like sitcom blends. Female power, let the vibes transcend.
All right, well, it's almost Christmas time, so it's super fitting that we are rocking our coordinates pajamas. Baby, you look good in that red,
red. You look good in that red lip, too, in this
black
onesie.
Thank you.
I like the two-piece, because you know I could wear this out. You know I tie in a knot and put on a heel, girl. That's what I love about it, and it's great quality.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Yes, thank you. No, this has been such an exciting venture. If you guys are listening and you can't see us, we're rocking our coordinate pieces. Mara's in the red two-piece and I'm in the black onesie. And we have red, black, green. We got plaid. We got all the things. And it's just been really exciting to have this company with my husband. So if you haven't gotten your family,
you need to get
pajamas
them
yet.
Now.
So I want to jump into this first topic. We're talking about kind of entrepreneurship and business and stuff. So I saw this online where this woman says that millennial women were encouraged by their parents to be independent and wait to have a family.
You're a millennial.
I am a millennial.
Yeah, what am I? I'm Gen Z or something?
Gen X, I think.
Gen X. What is that?
How old you are? Almost 50-year-old.
It's like, oh, you grow to hell. Almost fabulous 50-year-old.
But listen, I thought it was an interesting take, right? Because I feel like a lot of people think that, yes, this generation of women are hyper-focused on career first and family second. Mm-hmm. And I saw this other theory about that where it's like women are so focused on that that they actually don't really know how to navigate relationships with men anymore because they're so focused on themselves that by the time it's time for them to kind of flip the switch and become the wife and become the mom, they kind of don't know how to do it. They haven't made the mistakes.
They were taught, definitely, I don't know if you are, to go to school, work,
become successful. Like that was for me too.
And they were not taught, go and get a husband or go and do this. Or it's like, that's all they know.
Yeah, because I mean, my mom was 21 when she got married and started her family. My grandmother was 18.
Wow.
So it was like before, it was like the focus for women was all about family. And then it kind of shifted, and I didn't realize that that might have been what our parents were telling us to do because they did the other way. They were like, sis, figure it out. Get your own because you don't want to rely on anybody. But I feel like that we need to find the delicate balance. I think I ended up being really fortunate because I found my husband in college. Right. I wasn't looking for a man, but it just happened. And so I think for us, we kind of grew together, and I love what we have. And I learned how to be a girlfriend and a wife as I was young. Mm-hmm. But I can't imagine for most women it is hard to figure out how to be that wife and that mom when all you've been focused on your whole life is business.
It's been business. And both of you guys, thank God, y'all both were in sports. Mm-hmm. So y'all were still busy.
Yeah.
Like y'all were dating and doing your thing, but it's like you were busy and active. But it is true. Because would you say it took years before you realized to be a wife?
Huh.
You married so young, but you didn't know, I don't feel that you knew how to be a wife.
No, you know what? Okay, this is actually really interesting. Because I do feel like, lean in close friends, I ain't really talked to nobody about this before. I do kind of feel like in the beginning of our marriage, my husband and I were still kind of like single people. Like we weren't, like not in the sense of like being outside of our marriage, but we weren't the traditional married couple. Because we had so many, like I was so doing my own thing. Like, you know, like I'm off in Europe for 4 months and I'm doing. And so I feel like you're right. I didn't really understand the fullness of what being a wife was until I retired from track. You know what I mean?
That
I'm in the house.
Chapter of your life.
Yeah, I was kind of, we always said we're kind of like two individuals kind of married but and supporting each other the best way we knew how. But it did take me a while to really, I think, assume the full role of being a wife and being a mom in the way that I am now.
Exactly.
You know?
You do a great job at it. So you really have to grow to that.
You'd have to grow into it.
You definitely have to grow to it. So now you know. So you have to grow into learning how to become a wife.
What do you think about, because you're Gen X. Did your mom or did any the people who were around you, did they make you feel like you had to focus on business and all that stuff? Or did that grind just come from you?
You know what? My grind did come from my mother, even though she was married at the time, you know, when I was in the house with her. But my mom still was a hustler. But her husband was a provider. He took care of the household, like, you know, when she was married until they got a divorce. But I've just always, I think it came from my mom and dad because I'm a hustler day one.
So wait, what's your relationship like with your dad?
My dad has passed.
So at what age did he pass?
My
when
dad
you were how old?
Passed, Oh, since I've been an adult, since I've been here in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
But we were never super close. So okay. Now you're getting all emotional and stuff. You know, I like going to this.
Well, I want to know because I don't understand that. I don't know you're the dynamic
okay,
with
so
your dad.
I'll share it with you. She wants to come on in. She wants y'all to know my business. No, but my mom dated my father, and he had a whole bunch of children. He was a truck driver.
Oh.
So I don't really want to talk about that. Good Lord, it's so emotional.
No, but,
anyways, I love my dad to death. He had a wife at the time, and my mom was his side piece in our little town. So that's one thing. If you ever realize, I always say I would never date anyone's husband. I would never date a married man because I felt my mom was too beautiful to date a married man. Like, why do you have to be number two? Why are you not number one?
Damn.
And y'all know you're Marlo. I can never be number two. Mm-hmm. I always have to be number one. You can't keep me as a secret.
Yeah.
So one day I remember saying, I was in the grocery store, and a lady came over to me, and she gave me $100. Back then, you know, that was like
a lot of money. Yeah, a lot of money.
And I ran home. I'm like, Mama, this lady gave me $100. And she's like, yeah, that was his bitch. You know, but it was his
wife.
You know, back then, I don't know, that was his wife. And she knew my father had plenty of children. He has a million children. But she knew I was his because of my nose. Because I have a Gordon's nose. His name is Gordon, Johnny Gordon in Clearwater, if anyone out there that knows us.
So wait, your last name is your mother's last name?
Mm-hmm. Hampton, not Gordon.
You know what's crazy? So I feel like we hear these stories a lot, right? Of like children who are from the side chick, but I've never.
But the wife knew of me and my dad acknowledged me. We're from a small town. Like, let me just tell you how small the town was. It would be times where his wife would literally knock on our door. My sister would call her if him and my mom was arguing or if he was missing or not home on Christmas or just not home when he was supposed to be home. She'll knock on the door and be like, tell Jenny to come home. Now, can you imagine someone knocking on your door saying, tell Ross to come home?
No, that would be me.
I know, but I'm like, can you imagine knocking like?
I can't imagine that.
So our women back then, I don't know what they were considered back then, Betty Wrights. You know, hey, Barbara, this Shirley, that man is my man. You ever heard that song?
No, no, no.
Oh, my God. You
I'm
never
a millennial.
Heard.
You're
it don't
Gen
matter.
Z.
You need to Google that. It's like the lady knows that the man is cheating. She's like, hey, Barbara, this Shirley. You know that man you over there with? That's my man. From his head to his toes to his shoes to
Damn.
The coffee drive. He's my man. So it was like they were born different then. They were raised different. I definitely wouldn't tolerate it with me seeing it happen. And maybe that's why I'm single. Because I would never settle for that.
Wow. I think that's a powerful story because I don't think you ever hear that perspective. You never meet the kid who was born out of that situation and the impact that it has.
No, but the real impact was his wife. He had, I want to say, 3 or 4 kids by. And they went off to college. And, you know, like, they were really, you know, a family. The all-American little family in that town that stayed over by the park on a little hill. And I remember one day going to see him because he was a big-time gambler and a truck driver. And they was like, oh, this that girl you brag about that went to college. At the time, I wasn't in college. So I was just so hurt. I remember being so hurt, like, dang. And why did you let me go in foster care when you had a great job and your wife had a great job? So I had just a lot of issues. And maybe I do have daddy issues, men issues from it. But I love that man, though. I love him so much. And then eventually it was like, screw you. You know, like, you don't care about me like you should. And how I felt to be, I felt that I deserved to be loved.
Yeah.
So that's my daddy.
Well, thanks for sharing that with me.
You're welcome.
Yeah. More insight into all of who you are. All right, let's lighten this up a little bit. Let's lighten it up a little bit because I feel like I want to burst out into tears.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Now, be tough, okay?
All right. What else are you checking for?
What am I checking over here? Oh, did you see where Cat Williams purchased huge land and he's going to have a black studio? You see right here? Let me see. Where is that? Cat Williams purchased former Alabama military base to launch movie studios. Not fair to put all that pressure on Tyler Perry.
That is cool. Listen,
that's
amazing. The more opportunities that we can have being created by black people for black people,
I am here for Cat Williams. He's so smart.
Baby, Cat Williams got this year popping, didn't he? He started this year off with a bang, and we ain't looked back since.
And listen, this is when I tell you, be happy for people. Cheer them on.
Yeah.
You don't know when it's your time.
True.
Celebrate others when it's their time.
True.
Because your time is coming, but let it be their time.
Yeah, very, very true.
Yeah, Cat, call me for a job. I'll be the water girl. I don't know how to act that good, but I'll try.
All right, what do you think about this? You saw Neo speaks on accepting that monogamy was not for him.
I did see a clip of that. But you know, how do you feel about that?
What?
How do you feel?
About, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm in a monogamous situation and I am too jealous.
No, not you in it. How did you feel?
Oh, sorry about this. Well, listen, I think that I ultimately think that everybody should live in their own truth. I think the worst thing you can do is be a man who pretends like you want monogamy and you set this woman up with expectations that you actually cannot meet. So I don't mind a man saying what he wants and living in his truth. It just ain't for me.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. I agree that it may not be for me neither, but I do feel I'm glad he's being honest. And at least that man can be happy and just deal with God. You know, he don't have to worry about what y'all say, what the wife say, the kids. Live your best life. You only have one life. As long as you're not breaking the law, live your best life.
I agree.
Live your best life. I'm happy for him.
Cool. Well, I feel like, you know, I wish we could have covered more topics today. Obviously, we got to get out of here. But I do want to share some exciting news. If you guys caught it yesterday.
This
is on Shark Tank. And we left with a deal.
Congratulations, guys.
So, coordinates is lit. It was so much fun. On the next episode, we'll talk more about what that experience was like.
Shop coordinates.
Shop coordinates. Shark Tank.
Don't miss That's it. When she fooled me when we told you guys the
yes.
story. She told me she didn't get the deal. I'm like, screw them on Shark Tank. Da, da, da. But my baby got it. You deserved it.
All right, Real Close Friends, tune in for the next one. Happy holidays. Happy all the things.
We love you.
If you like what you see and hear, don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, do all the things for the Real Close Friends podcast.
Get ready for trends. Laugh so loud, our hearts will cleanse. In this inner circle, sisterhood extends.